PK Subban.
No half today?
Maybe later.
Just your thoughts coming back here, PK?
Yeah, it's exciting. Got to see some family and friends for a couple nights, and just excited to get the game underway. I know that Emmy, it's his first time back as well, so I know he's excited. And our team, we've had a decent trip so far. We've been able to pick up points in all the games on the road, but we haven't been able to get a win yet. So, we did in Long Island, or in Brooklyn rather, but we dropped our last two, so it's an important game for us.
For you to see some teammates with you yesterday at the hospital?
Yeah, it was great. I mean, and it was completely, they wanted to volunteer to come, and I was very, 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 very excited and thoughtful of them to do that. And, to see Yost playing with the kids, mini sticks in the hospital and stuff like that was pretty cool. And I know for the kids and the people that worked there, it was a big deal for them. And obviously, not too many times do you see opposition teams going into a hospital in a different city and doing that. So it was a pretty special day and pretty excited. I know that for me, the similar feeling would have been the first day that I made the commitment to the hospital. So it was a pretty special day for me.
I guess it shows a lot about the team spirit within this room.
Oh yeah, we got a great group of guys, and it's been great since the first day that I came to this team. But our coaching staff and everybody, and I even had a chance to talk to Lavi about it and how great of a job he's done with the guys, because for them to step up and want to come. And I mean, some guys I barely played with, like Hartsey and Bonesy, but these are guys that they brought into our locker room that are great guys. So kudos to them, and I think a big part of the credit, I mean, I think everybody knew that I was going to go, but huge part of the credit needs to go to them for coming, because that makes a big difference as
you
well.
You got more points, more goals this year than you had all year last year. Was there a period of that adaptation you had to go through, or you feel that you've gone through that and you're totally settled into this environment, the new environment, new team, new teammates?
Well, yes and no. I mean, but also being injured for 17 games, doesn't really help either. And, for me, I've never, knock on wood, I've never had to really go through something like that. So, that was different. But, that being said, I mean, I still like the season that I had last year, coming back from injury and being able to fit into my role and help the team, and especially down the stretch in the playoffs. So I was happy with it. And this year, it's our team. I mean, collectively, I mean, you look at our group, we have guys that are playing well throughout our lineup. And even when we've battled through injuries, we've had guys step up and play well. So throughout our lineup, we're confident. And for the most part of the season, we've been rolling four lines. So, that says a lot about our depth and our team.
How are your teammates in the room maybe different in Nashville than from in Montreal, PK? And how have you maybe changed since you left Montreal and arrived in Nashville?
Well, I think first of all, every organization is different. I mean, you can't compare the organizations really, just because Montreal is original six franchise that's been around a long time, and Montreal is a city that's different from any other city in the National Hockey League. I mean, with the exception of maybe Toronto, they're comparable, but Montreal's a completely different culture because of obviously the French and English and so on and so forth. But it's an amazing place to play, and I love my time here, and I still love coming back. I mean, this is like my second home, and it was great. So I think just with the culture and the history of the team, that makes things different. In Nashville, it's a different culture. Hockey is continuing to grow and has continued to grow. I mean, I don't know another sport that would be bigger than hockey in Tennessee right now, and I think guys are very, very excited to play there and to come into our locker room. And after the run last year, I think it makes it even a better place to play and more exciting place for guys to come. But, I think that the organization, and David Poyle's been there for such a long time. He's been there from the start. I think he has a certain tone to him, and that sets the tone throughout the organization. And I think really that starts with ownership too. I mean, they're great people, and I know that there's a couple of different people that are involved in ownership, but the main owners, they've done a great job as well, and Herb and Barb. And you know, and I think they really set the tone, and it trickles down to Lavi and our group. And, you know, I'm not sure, just everybody's different. But, I mean, the majority of locker rooms have similarities. I mean, hockey players are very similar, you know. But in our locker room, we've managed to create a great culture in that room, and it's really positive. It's fun to come to the rink every day, and I think that starts within the organization to set that tone. But, yeah, I love it in Nashville. It's been great. When I walk around the city?
Like, you're just yesterday on an off day. What's your reaction?
Oh, it's a lot of welcome backs and a lot of pictures and autographs and a lot of handshakes and hugs. And it's great. It's great to feel that way and to have that support. And I've always had that support here. So, you know, since the first day that I was drafted, I've never had to worry about the community or the fan support here. They've always supported me and supported me well. So I'm very happy to see them again here tonight, and hopefully walk out of this building with 2 points.
All right, thanks, everybody.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
See ya. What's up?
Good game.